have you loud and clear.
The Chinese also have a space station that's in orbit right now. And there's several other spaceships, maybe a handful, that are out looking at other planets like Mars and Jupiter and Saturn and those kind of things. And satellite-wise, there are thousands of satellites, and they're way higher than we are. So they're not in our way, but I know there's quite a few out there. Over. Typically have six astronauts on board the space station. We come up in groups of three because that's what the Soyuz, the Russian Soyuz spacecraft holds. So my group of three is myself and two cosmonauts from Russia, and the other crew is a Russian, an American, and a French astronaut. So right now we have six people on board, and most missions are around 5 to 6 months long. Our spacewalking suits are very heavy, to answer your second question there. They weigh about 250 pounds on Earth, but of course up here they don't weigh anything, which is nice. However, we still need someone to help us put them on because they're very bulky, and usually you get in and you need help of one or two other people. The suits are made of a material called TMG, which is thermal micrometeor garment. So it's just a bunch of layers, I think about 8 layers, that culminate in kind of the white part on the outside that you see when we're going out to do spacewalks. Over. We have a lot of machinery on board, as you might imagine. The most important things, I think, are the things that allow us to survive. So machines that produce oxygen for us to breathe, machines that scrub harmful contaminants out of the air so we don't breathe those. Those kind of things are the most important, including things like the bathroom, which, you know, kind of sounds funny, but it's a very important piece of hardware up here, and if it's broken, then it's a big deal. Flying around, we don't use a whole lot of fuel. The only time we'll use fuel is if we're going to reorient ourselves, which happens every few months or so. If another vehicle is arriving, we sometimes have to reorient the space station, and we'll use a little bit of fuel. But in general, we do not use a lot. The orbit that we're in just kind of keeps us here, and that way we don't have to use a lot of fuel. Over. To be an astronaut, but before that, I was an engineer by schooling, and then I was a helicopter pilot in the Army, so my skills include flying Apache helicopters, and here at NASA, I'm a robotics flyer as well as a spacewalker.